right. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Stella. Thank you so much this morning. And then Pastor Gunther, I think he slid out. Where you at? Thank you so much there, being transparent. And can't beat that. I'm going to take about 15 minutes and kind of just clarify a few things. First, the program. Program is the church. All the ministries, the grief ministry, the nursery, the children, you know, this is the program, just so you guys to know. And nobody's signing up for anything, and no ownership. It's your church. Your church is the program. But we do have some curriculum, and we have a few with us right now. But there's much more in the making. It's much more just shortly behind what I'm going to present to you. But I like for you to look at what you already know. I like for you to look at 2 Corinthians 10, okay, a verse there. And you know this verse. But we're talking about walking in the Spirit, following the Spirit. And we're talking about, and my thought is strongholds, okay? And but in 2 Corinthians 10, Apostle Paul makes an argument for himself that he's not dealing in the flesh. And so in verse 3, he said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war," okay? And when you're dealing with strongholds, you're dealing with spiritual warfare, whether you want to believe in spiritual warfare, whatever concept you might have, it's war. And it's really in enemy's territory. It's not frontline battering where you have infantry coming in and everybody, all your support is getting over in enemy's territory. It's a whole different type of warfare. And he says in verse 4, Pastor Gunther, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," it's not fleshly, "but mighty," and not mighty through us or mighty through anything, but mighty through God, "to the pulling down of" what? "Strongholds." Of course, casting down imagination, every high thing, exalt itself, if you would, against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. But I wanted you to see that. And I know you know that, but it's war. And if we're going to go out into a spiritual warfare trying to control our flesh, we're not going to get very far. Definitely not in enemy's territory. We're going to get wounded. We're going to get hurt. You know, like Paul, I know. This one, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? But, you can just run into something out there, some spirits and demons or whatever that can really eat you up and tear you up, chew you up, spit you out there, and if you don't know what you're doing. But, I've been in many churches dealing with addiction and have written many curriculums and things for that. And a lot of pastors would say, "Well, I don't need another program." I've had a lot of pastors say, "All we need is the Bible." And I've heard a lot of things all over wherever I've been, Australia, Alaska, everywhere I would go to help people. I would hear a lot of this, mostly in America. And I want to say this. Yes, we have the gospel. We have our church. But what I found out in the last 25 years is most of the addicts are in the church, sitting in the pews. Because they know how to perform. They know how to try to control the flesh and do the things that he just preached about. They're right here. And we're like, and most of the pastors in church, "Why are you bringing them in here?" Well, they're already in there. They're undercover addicts. And everybody's okay? So that's why you need something. And the other ones are not coming to your church because they're going to walk through that door and see that they're really not welcome. And I was one of those. And so I know what it is to be saved and out there and visiting churches looking for the church that accept you. that's not going to move to the other pew or try to put all you in one spot to keep an eye on you. Okay, I've been around a little bit. So, but we do have some curriculum, and we want you to get a hold of this curriculum. A lot of work have gone into this, and it's going to be a help to you. And it is, if you would, a roadmap to the Bible, a roadmap to church, to Sunday school class, to some one-on-one discipleship, to some group, like getting a Bible study or something like that. And we have the, if you would, Stones, 12 Stones Challenge, Biblical Principles of Recovery book. And it'd be very good for Sunday school. It'd be very good for just a Bible study as well. And you can, and it's not that, you can really handle it. Now, we have 12 different workbooks. We're going to present three to you today. All right, and it'll be here, and you can get these. And the first one is Eternity Starts Here, getting them saved. Now, I've watched with working something like this, 5 to 7 people get saved on every visit. I use it for outreach. I didn't put no signs up or anything. Just people go out and get them and bring them in, and I've watched them get saved every time. If you have this in a Sunday school class, if you got people in there that's willing to share the gospel with someone to lead them slow, you're going to get somebody saved every service, every Sunday school. You listening? You want to see people get saved? All right, well, this is how it works. But eternity starts here. I kept count, and when I got to 3,000, I stopped counting because I started to get into the numbers a little bit too much. Right here, okay, on something like this. Just get them the gospel. Those are the ones that are lost. This is the lost ones. But the ones that's in the church, they need to be able to come back to church and not be kind of ushered back out. And it's been times when I did things and I would, hey, if you don't straighten up, you know, I'm putting you out. I mean, I've been there on that side. Pastoring, you listen to me? I've been there, but, you know, I don't know if that person was saved or not. He never did get the gospel. Put him out before the gospel was given. Shame on me, right? But this is good. And then after that, overcoming destructive patterns. And let me tell you who need this most. Us. I'm just telling you right now, us. They're possessed, like, what is it, Mark 5, demoniac, they are possessed. We're just impressed with the world system, the devil and everything. We done got impressed with the culture out there, right? But so we need this escaping the grip of addiction, sins, and bad habits, bad choices. That's us, because we keep trying to perform and trying to, you know, I didn't say be a hypocrite, but just trying to perform. And we become great performers, okay? And then the truth about alcohol and drugs, making decisions to live clean, sober, strong in Christ, okay? What happens with this curriculum is that a Christian becomes a dynamic Christian. I know we use that word loosely. But a believer become a dynamic believer, okay? And these principles and teaching goes that way. Yes, someone gets saved, but the ones that come back, they get what they need to grow and become dynamic Christians, serving in the church, serving the Lord. And so we want to just make that available for you out there. They're not expensive. And again, much more is coming your way. And so just want to lay that out there. Everybody's okay? You all right tonight? All right. We need this in the church. We need something, okay? Because we can say, well, we got this. Well, they've been sitting under the preaching. They've been sitting in the Sunday school class, and they're still out there living like the devil. They're still out there doing drugs, alcohol. And not drugs, alcohol. Strongholds. Some of it is religion. Some of them done turned to religion. Some of them turned to the different entertainment or whatever. It's a lot of, can I tell you, shopping is an addiction. You feel bad, you get discouraged, you go shopping. Okay, overeating, shopping. It's a lot of addictions. Okay, and so we have something to help you as a church, as a pastor, with this, so you'll kind of know what to do and get what you need. Pastor, come on.